1027 1035 WICY, your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. It's John Kazar, joined by Jerry Manner from CECOM Federal Credit Union. Friday mornings, 9:20. We're asking pros. Good morning, Jerry.
And here we are.
Hey, how's your week been so far?
It's been one of those weeks. Very busy, but, you know, it is what it is. And I'm here with you this morning. So that's very exciting. And of course, we've been talking about some smart money moves to make. We started in your 20s, then your 30s. Right. Now we're moving into the future. Money moves to make in your 40s.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you should start to revisit your college savings goal. Think about that. You're in your 40s. What? Kids. Kids. Yes. The cost of college is ridiculous. There are ways to save that are tax advantaged that you might want to think about. But again, take a look at that, learn about it, and maybe up that savings a little bit so that you don't...
given room that you can do.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I mean, in a perfect world, the kids pay for themselves, but it's not a perfect world. If you want to help, it's a good way to save money for college.
Sure.
Obviously, you want to start to get a little more aggressive with your retirement savings.
You can. It's that time where they almost encourage you to get a little more aggressive.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe it's only an extra $20 a pay period going into that 401k or that IRA. Now, if you work, you know, for the government and you have a defined benefits pension, you can still get what they call deferred comp and even save extra. So
I'm not familiar with that.
It's basically like a 401k that you can get in addition to your pension.
So it's more quote unquote free money.
Well, it's a way to save, you know, it's a way to save tax advantaged, or maybe you want to look at the Roth IRA, which grows tax free. You pay the tax ahead of time, you know, you just after tax money, but it might be something you want to take a look at. Obviously, build more wealth. How do you do that? Well, you save money and you don't spend as much, and maybe you'd make some investments.
Right.
You know, you have to talk to an advisor. We have one, of course, Matt
Hastings.
You're right. You're learning. Thank you.
And then his extension is how many fives?
Three of them.
Three of them.
That's right.
Five,
so you want to also maybe take a look at your insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you need for insurance? You know, I'm no expert on that, but there are people out there who are.
Right.
Do the research. Talk to a financial advisor and find out, you know, decide, you know, how much insurance do you need? You know, obviously you have to have insurance on your car, you know, on personal property and whatnot. What about life insurance? Things like that. And again, Matt's a good guy to talk to about that because he can help you determine what you need to be, you know, what you need to be fully protected.
Right.
You know, and that's
right.
What you want to be is fully protected within your budget. But everything has got to be within your budget.
That's so key.
And of course, here's something that's really, really important as you're getting into your 40s, maybe even earlier than that. Estate planning.
Okay. Something I obviously haven't thought about yet.
Well, no, you probably don't have much of an estate yet.
No, not at all.
But as you know, as you get a family, as you maybe get a house, get property, all of a sudden you do have an estate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to happen to it if you were to pass away? But again, you know, you need to talk to a lawyer or talk to an estate planning specialist and determine what you need to do. But the thing is, don't overlook it. Don't just kind of, well, I'll wait till later, because you never know when later doesn't come, you know? So again, you know, obviously don't spend more than you make. You know, that's my number one rule of financial experience.
That's above all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because live. This is going to go if it,
live below your means.
Yeah.
If you live below your means and take care of all this stuff, you'll be in great shape.
That's
and that's
right.
What you want to do. You want to be careful and continue with the emergency savings account. You know, perhaps in your 40s, you'll be a little more secure in your job, though nowadays you never know. But you want to make sure that, you know, emergency savings account is fully funded. And, you know, hopefully things are starting to smooth out for you financially and you can start doing the things you want to do while still taking care of all the things
right.
you need to.
I mean, you could just come out here and say, get a really good job, but it's not that simple.
No, it isn't.
Everyone's different within their own budget.
And again, right, you know, some people make a lot of money and they're still in financial difficulty.
There you go.
And some people don't make a lot of money, but they use it
wisely.
Who's
gaining ground? It's the person who doesn't make as much, but still.
You got to be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, ask somebody who does know. Don't be afraid to ask for advice. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. So
they say there's no stupid questions. Well, I don't know about in general, but definitely in this, there isn't.
Because that's correct.
This is your livelihood of finances and all that.
So. Now, the last thing I want to tell you is I wish I still was in my 40s.
Well, I'm not even 30 yet, so you make me feel like a pup over here. That's well, I appreciate it.
What can I say?
Hey, listen, I enjoy the wisdom that I get to get from you every single Friday.
Well, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, right?
You will indeed. We're going to move into the 50s.
Woo!
I love that decade, the 50s.
Well, we have a lot of listeners right now who are perhaps in their 50s, so it'll apply to them just as maybe this one applied to you. It's Ask the Pros with Jerry Manor on 102.7 and 103.5 WICY.